Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, Michelle. Me again. I'm here. Hi. I'm waiting for the Nesquik ad.
Name?
Michelle. It's Braden Ropes.
Braden Ropes. Age?
Age 12. My 12. Still 12. I know it was 12 last time, but you're 12 for a whole year. My parents are parking.
Yes. Braden, a quick reminder, you do need a parent or guardian here with you. Mm-hmm, you have two strikes currently.
Thank you, Michelle.
Okay, thank you, Braden. Okay. Don't drink all the Gatorade.
Trust me, I'm getting ready for the Nesquik commercial. I will not be powering on Gatorade.
Okay, great. Take a seat.
Well, 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 look who we have, the usual suspects.
A proper cup of coffee and a copper shit. She brews a proper cup of coffee in a copper coffee pot. Well, 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 if it isn't Braden Ropes, my biggest nemesis.
Oh, really? You're not even on my radar? Kidding. I love you. I'm kidding.
I'm sorry. Pookie Fontaine isn't on your radar. Pookie Fontaine, star of TV and screen, big and small. Pookie Fontaine, voiceover extraordinaire.
You know, Pookie, there was something that you were in, and I just saw it. Oh my! Remind me, what was? You book like crazy, obviously. What, Pookie? What was it?
Okay. Well, I did. You probably haven't seen me in about 3 months because I did study at Julie's Yard. Which is a acting school for kids 15 and under.
At Julie's Yard,
we were outdoors a lot of running around and just kind of getting the energy out of our system. But I did meet Christian Bale's nephew, and they are doing a remake of Empire of the Sun, I believe it's called, for Nickelodeon. So I'm in Nickelodeon's Empire of the Sun. I play child number 4 the cafeteria scene.
That's it. I saw that in Variety that you had been cast. Congratulations, Pookie.
Yes, thank you so much. What have you been up to? Have you booked?
Hello, boys. My name is Ramona Honeycombs, and it's a pleasure to make your acquaintance.
Vermona or Ramona?
Ramona Honeycombs. I'm New York based usually, but I'm in Los Angeles. You see, I'm currently touring with Annie, the musical. Ever heard of it?
Yes, of course.
I understudy various orphans in the show. I've been working since I was a baby. What are your names?
Well, I'm Pookie Fontaine of the Connecticut Fontaines.
Braden Ropes, absolute pleasure to make your acquaintance, Ramona.
Braden, did I see you in a slip and slide commercial?
Or is that you saw me in a slip and slide campaign. It was actually 3 commercials.
I don't watch that much TV, only enough to stay up to date on what's going on.
And you said for that slip and slide campaign that Mark Summers was a big piece of poop?
Oh, he was the worst to work with.
What a
consistently,
piece of poop.
Consistently 45 minutes late.
Ugh, what a piece of poop. You hate to hear it.
Guy's absolute poop. Ramona, you're from New York, so you don't really know the lay of the land. Is this like your first like audition, like LA audition?
Let us know if you want any tips or anything.
Yeah, if you need tricks.
That's funny. I'm here every pilot season. I was on Young Sheldon. I've been on several CBS sitcoms.
Honey, we've all been on Young Sheldon. Honey.
Episodes 14 and 24 for me.
Hi. Yeah, I'm 4 and 16. Welcome to LA. We've all been on Young Sheldon, okay? They always need our young talent on Young Sheldon.
I'm also, I signed an NDA, but I'm a minor, so they can't possibly charge me, so there's no repercussions. I'm also doing a few guest spots in Womb with a View, which is the Young Sheldon prequel.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it already a prequel? Seems a little bit like a hat on a hat to me.
Well, it's a threequel then. Whatever. I don't know what they call it, but it's when Sheldon is inside his mother's tum-tum.
I assume the two of you are also in the throes of flounder callbacks for the live-action Little Mermaid.
I actually have a conflict. I have a conflict, so I couldn't do it after I auditioned two times. Then I had a conflict, so I couldn't do it anymore. So if you did see me audition, it's because I was going to audition, but then I did have a big conflict. So, yeah.
What was your conflict, Braden Ropes?
My dad has to get surgery. He's getting his vasectomy reversed again that week. So
which
that
way?
Whole week. What's that?
Which way?
He wants to
on
get it shooting out the back.
Oh, okay.
Little joke. No, little joke, because I don't really understand what it means. But yeah, he's getting it reversed.
Speaking of parents, where are your parents and guardians or guardians? Braden?
Honestly, they give us a really hard time because we're supposed to have our parents and our guardians here. My parents just dropped me off, okay? I always say, oh, they're parking. They're not parking. They're gone. I actually took an Uber here.
I heard Michelle tell you already had two strikes, so...
Oh, one
Sounds
more,
like
and
they
it's a
do
turkey.
Notice.
Yeah. No, they notice, but there's like, I mean, I have two strikes with Michelle, but there's a new Michelle every 3 months. So it's like, you don't really have to worry about the Michelles sticking around.
I saw Michelle reading lines for an audition. She clearly is just, this is like a gig for her.
Everyone's an, oh, I'm sorry. Oh, Ramona's from New York. Doesn't understand. Everyone's an actor here, honey. Everyone
Ramona,
acts. Everyone wants
is an actor.
It. Mm-hmm.
Anyone you meet on the street, anyone you go, you run up to at the store, every person, somebody hits your car, they're an actor, okay? They hit your car, they put a resume in your glove box, next time you open it, boom, they want to get
booked. I'm surprised
booked.
You don't know stuff like this, Ramona. You're, what are you, 16, 17, 19?
You're a bit older. You seem
I'm
old,
nine.
Older.
You're I'm nine.
Nine. That's seem, so nice for you.
You're an old soul. Speaking of old soul.
You could play nine. You could definitely play nine.
You could definitely play nine.
You could definitely
Speaking
play nine.
Old soul, you ask about Flounder. Now, I actually, I'm not supposed to say I signed an NDA, but again, I'm a minor and they can't possibly charge me. I actually got an audition for Sebastian because they were looking for someone ethnic, and my papa found out that I am 9% Finnish. So
oh.
I'm actually auditioning for Sebastian. I am going to try it with like a Finnish flair accent. So I've been working on that, and we'll just see what happens, I guess.
Pookie works because Pookie has a great name, because on paper, no one can tell what ethnicity Pookie is going to be. And
I'll
so,
never tell.
And he does, and Pookie, I'm not speaking out of school. I am out of school, by the way. I have
oh,
not,
congratulations.
Yes, I finally got emancipated from my homeschool. Yeah, because my dad is friends with a judge. And by friends with a judge, I mean a judge owes my dad a favor.
Speaking of emancipated, how are you doing after Will Smith's son slapped you in the face?
I don't want to talk about my beef with Jaden because it's not public right now.
Sure.
I am praying it goes public because that would be huge for me. But right now, it's just a personal insult.
Yeah. And you had told him he had a butt full of beans and that's why he slapped you?
I said he had a butt full of beans and a mouthful of pee and he slapped me hard in the face. And it almost ruined Abigail Breslin's That'll birthday party.
Yeah, and
so
she's still a kid.
folks, so sorry.
Jaden Smith also not really a kid, so I was like, what year is this?
Hey. An sorry, adult sure. is talking. We're running a little bit behind. Is Ramona Honeycomb here?
Yes, and are you that guy who does music countdowns? And is this the early 2000s?
I believe you're referring to the timbre and cadence of my voice. I am not Casey Kasem.
That's what
that
I got.
Rick Dees.
I get that all the time. It's a little insulting. My name is Tracy Trasem.
Oh,
I am a completely different... yes, I am his, well, stepbrother. That's why we have a different name. My name is Tracy Trasem, and I'm going to be running the audition. So, Ramona, just wanted to check in to see if you hear... I was going to call you sweetie, and then I remembered I should not do that. Whenever you're ready, we are running a little bit behind, but whenever you're ready, go ahead and come on in here, and you'll just be interrupting somebody else's audition, which I'm ignoring them right now, but whenever you're ready.
Hey, stop. I was in the middle of something great, I thought.
You're not going to get it.
Uh-oh.
1, 2, 3, 4. Hey, riddle, riddles, Clue Crew.
Hey, if you like that, you are going to love the rest of the episode. Listen now at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle.